Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
The Christmas season is upon us, and Limitless Broadcasting Network knows you will be searching for gifts for family, friends, and loved ones. While you're on the hunt for the perfect presents, don't forget to visit our online store at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. We offer horror merchandise like shirts and tumblers that the whole family will enjoy. Plus, when you shop with us, you are supporting a growing media network. So be sure to head over to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com for all your holiday needs.
We all know how much Robbie has been impacted by global superstar Nelly. Now he's going to share the story of Cornell Haynes Jr. coming soon to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Nelly Field.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news and business podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Let's dive into a fascinating question that's been on my mind lately. Why hasn't Disney, one of the world's most beloved entertainment companies, joined the exclusive $1 trillion club? It's a puzzle that's got me thinking, and I bet you're curious too. So grab your favorite Disney mug and let's explore this together. Welcome to the next episode of Hollywood Hustle. I am your host, Albert Parker. Can Disney and Bob Iger reach new heights? In the gleaming halls of corporate America, a select club of companies have broken through the trillion-dollar market capitalization ceiling. Apple, Microsoft, Nvidia, Amazon, and Alphabet stand as titans of industry, having reached valuations that were once considered impossible. Yet one company that should logically be positioned to join this elite echelon, the Walt Disney Company, remains conspicuously absent, its market cap hovering around a comparatively modest $187 billion as of late 2025. The man at the helm, Bob Iger, is widely considered entertainment's elder statesman. His name has been synonymous with Disney's identity for nearly two decades, save for a brief 11-month hiatus. When he dramatically returned to the CEO position in November 2022, following the ouster of his hand-picked successor, Bob Chapek, Disney stock momentarily surged on hopes that the Magical Kingdom would reclaim its throne. Yet 3 years into Iger's second tenure, the harsh reality is that Disney shareholders have received poor returns, while the broader market has flourished. As the S&P 500 has soared 68% since his return, Disney shares have limped along with just a 22% gain, a staggering underperformance that raises profound questions about leadership and strategy. This podcast examines the uncomfortable truth that many Disney observers and Wall Street analysts have begun whispering behind closed doors. Bob Iger, for all his past accomplishments and charisma, is no longer the right leader for Disney. Moreover, the structural challenges facing the company make it increasingly unlikely that Disney will ever achieve trillion-dollar status under his leadership, no matter how long his contract is extended. Bob Iger's first run as Disney's CEO from 2005 to 2020 is widely regarded as transformative. During this period, he orchestrated a series of bold acquisitions that expanded Disney's intellectual property empire. Pixar in 2006 for $7.4 billion, Marvel Entertainment in 2009 for $4 billion, Lucasfilm in 2012 for $4.06 billion, and finally the crown jewel, the entertainment assets of 21st Century Fox in 2019 for a staggering $71.3 billion. On paper, these moves appeared masterly. Disney's market capitalization grew from $56 billion to $231 billion during his initial 15-year stewardship. New theme parks opened in Hong Kong and Shanghai. The company's animated studios experienced a renaissance with hits like Frozen and Moana. The Marvel Cinematic Universe became the most successful film franchise in history. But looking deeper, cracks were forming in the foundation even before Iger's first departure. The Fox acquisition, in particular, loaded Disney with significant debt just as the streaming wars were heating up. The company's initial direct-to-consumer strategy with Disney Plus prioritized subscriber growth over profitability, burning through billions in a race against Netflix and other competitors. When Iger handed the reins to Chapek in February 2020, he couldn't have predicted the impending COVID-19 pandemic that would shutter theme parks and theaters worldwide. Yet the timing of his departure, just before Disney faced its greatest crisis in decades, raised eyebrows. Chapek was left to navigate unprecedented challenges with limited preparation and while still operating in Iger's shadow. When the Disney board dramatically reinstated Iger in late 2022, the narrative was that the returning CEO would right the ship, fix strategic missteps, and propel Disney into a new era of growth. Wall Street initially bought the story, but the reality has proven far more challenging. Disney's recent financial results tell a sobering story of stagnation rather than growth. In the most recent quarter, the company reported essentially flat year-over-year revenue of $22.46 billion, missing Wall Street's expectations. Even more concerning, company-wide segment operating income fell 5% to $3.48 billion, driven by weakness in the television and movie businesses. While the company's theme parks continue to generate strong profits and the streaming business has finally reached profitability, these bright spots haven't been enough to offset the structural decline in traditional media businesses that still comprise a significant portion of Disney's portfolio. The entertainment segment saw revenue fall 6% year-over-year to $10.21 billion in the latest quarter. Operating income at the TV networks dropped 21% to $391 million, reflecting both declining viewership and the impact of an ongoing carriage dispute with YouTube TV that has left Disney channels, including ESPN, unavailable to YouTube TV subscribers since October 31, 2025. Perhaps most telling is the company's decision to stop reporting streaming subscriber numbers following Netflix's playbook. While Disney positioned this as a shift toward focusing on profitability metrics, many investors interpreted it as a sign that subscriber growth is slowing, and the company wishes to avoid quarterly scrutiny of this previously emphasized metric. Disney's stock performance under Iger's second tenure has been particularly disappointing. While the S&P 500 has gained 68% since his return in November 2022, Disney shares have increased just 22%. This underperformance is even more striking when compared to the decade preceding 2025, where Disney shares have dramatically lagged behind the broader market. As one analyst bluntly stated after the recent earnings report, the transition from legacy media to streaming remains more complicated and expensive than initially anticipated. This complexity appears to have caught even an industry veteran like Iger by surprise. Bob Iger's reputation was built on bold strategic moves that expanded Disney's reach and intellectual property portfolio. However, his second tenure has been marked by caution and indecision at a time when the media landscape is evolving more rapidly than ever. Iger inherited a streaming strategy from Chapek that included separate apps for Disney+, Hulu, and ESPN. While the company has made progress in bundling these services and improving profitability, it has yet to articulate a clear vision for how these platforms will evolve in an increasingly crowded marketplace. The decision to launch a standalone ESPN direct-to-consumer app while still maintaining the linear ESPN networks creates potential cannibalization problems. While management has reported that 80% of new retail ESPN app subscribers opted for the Trio bundle, including Disney Plus and Hulu, the long-term viability of maintaining multiple streaming platforms remains questionable. Additionally, Disney has struggled to consistently produce must-see content for its streaming platforms. While legacy franchises like Star Wars and Marvel continue to attract viewers, the company has yet to develop significant new intellectual property under Iger's second tenure that could drive the next decade of growth. Perhaps Iger's greatest challenge is managing Disney's legacy media businesses, which continue to decline faster than streaming can offset the losses. Linear television networks, once the profit engine of the company, are hemorrhaging viewers as cord-cutting accelerates. The ongoing dispute with YouTube TV exemplifies this challenge. Disney's channels have been unavailable to YouTube TV's estimated 8 million subscribers for nearly a month, with no resolution in sight. While CFO Hugh Johnston stated the company is ready to go as long as they want to in this standoff, each day represents lost revenue and potentially permanent subscriber losses. More concerning is that this dispute highlights the fundamental tension in Disney's business model. The company needs to extract maximum value from traditional distribution channels while simultaneously investing in direct-to-consumer alternatives that undermine those same channels. The 2019 acquisition of 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets for $71.3 billion represented the largest transaction in Disney's history. While this deal brought valuable intellectual property like The Simpsons and the Avatar franchise, as well as a controlling stake in Hulu, it also saddled Disney with significant debt just before the pandemic struck. The timing couldn't have been worse.
Listen, you're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're going to love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Smile on that face.
Why so I'm not gonna serious? Kill him. You know why I can't kill his son? You know why I can't even put a bullet in Sean's head? Because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hey, it's Robert from Limitless Broadcasting, reminding you to tune in to Limitless Broadcasting Network anywhere you get your podcasts, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. Check us out today.
Hey guys, it's Ashley and Sammy from the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
If you love Disney, you should come join the fun on our weekly show.
Our podcast is family-friendly and talking about all things Disney, whether you go to the parks or just love binging Disney+. We are the podcast for you. So grab your Pixie Dust, think happy thoughts, and join us on your favorite podcasting platform.
Check out limitlessbroadcasting.com and aim for the second star on the right and straight on till you land on the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting.
Disney took on this massive financial obligation just before COVID-19 forced the closure of its theme parks and theaters worldwide, creating an unprecedented cash flow crisis. Even now, questions remain about whether Disney has fully leveraged the Fox assets to justify the premium price paid. Many of the Fox film franchises have been slow to develop under Disney's ownership, and integration challenges have persisted longer than expected. Disney's historical strength has been its ability to blend cutting-edge technology with storytelling. From the first synchronized sound cartoon, to the first feature-length animated film, to the development of immersive theme park experiences, innovation has been central to the Disney identity. Under Iger's second tenure, however, technological innovation has seemed more reactive than proactive. While the company has discussed artificial intelligence and personalization features for its streaming platforms, it is yet to demonstrate true leadership in applying these technologies to transform the entertainment experience. Meanwhile, competitors like Universal have continued to invest aggressively in new theme park attractions and experiences that challenge Disney's historical dominance. The company's once insurmountable lead in family entertainment has narrowed considerably. Disney's historical competitive advantages, its unparalleled brand, extensive intellectual property portfolio, and vertically integrated distribution system are facing unprecedented challenges from both traditional competitors and new technology-driven entrants. While Disney Plus has established itself as a major player in the streaming landscape, the competitive environment continues to intensify. Netflix maintains its leadership position with superior technology infrastructure and a truly global content strategy. Amazon leverages its Prime membership to bundle streaming video with other benefits, while Apple uses its services business to subsidize content investments. Traditional media competitors have consolidated to better compete in the streaming era. Warner Bros. Discovery, despite its financial challenges, continues to invest in content for Max. Comcast's Peacock has shown surprising resilience, particularly with sports content. Even YouTube has emerged as a formidable competitor with its combination of user-generated content, live TV service, and premium subscription offerings. In this environment, Disney's multi-platform streaming strategy appears increasingly complex and potentially confusing for consumers. The company's decision to stop reporting subscriber metrics suggests it recognizes that the early growth phase of streaming has ended, and the battle now shifts to profitability and retention. Disney's theme parks have long been the company's most reliable profit center, and they continue to perform well in the post-pandemic environment. The experiences segment delivered a record operating income of $1.88 billion in the most recent quarter, up 13% year-over-year. However, the company faces increase in competition and challenges in this business as well. Universal has significantly upgraded its offerings with attractions based on popular properties like Harry Potter and Nintendo, directly challenging Disney's historical dominance. Regional park operators have also improved their offerings, providing more affordable alternatives for budget-conscious consumers. Additionally, the rising cost of Disney park tickets and associated experiences has created a backlash among some consumers who feel priced out of what was once considered an attainable family vacation. The perception that Disney is increasingly catering to affluent visitors risks damaging its multi-generational appeal. Disney's intellectual property machine, once an unstoppable force that seamlessly transformed stories into merchandise, attractions, and experiences, has shown signs of fatigue. Recent theatrical releases have delivered mixed results, with some high-profile disappointments despite massive production and marketing budgets. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, in particular, has experienced diminishing returns as the novelty of interconnected storytelling has worn off and audience fatigue has set in. While individual releases still perform well by industry standards, they no longer consistently dominate the box office as they once did. Star Wars, another crown jewel in Disney's portfolio, has struggled to find consistent success beyond its core fan base. After the disappointing performance of some theatrical releases, the franchise has shifted focus to streaming series on Disney Plus, which generate subscription value but lack the global cultural impact of successful blockbuster films. Bob Iger's first tenure as CEO established him as one of the most successful media executives in history. His acquisition strategy, global expansion initiatives, and technological investments positioned Disney for success in a rapidly evolving media landscape. Yet the skills and strategies that served him well from 2005 to 2020 may no longer be sufficient for the challenges Disney faces today. Iger's greatest successes came through bold acquisitions that expanded Disney's intellectual property portfolio. Pixar brought technological expertise and renewed animation credibility. Marvel delivered a seemingly endless universe of characters and stories. Lucasfilm secured the Star Wars franchise, while Fox rounded out the portfolio with adult-oriented content and control of Hulu. But Disney's current challenges are not ones that can be solved through acquisition. The company already owns an unparalleled collection of intellectual property. What it needs now is operational excellence, the ability to extract maximum value from existing assets while managing the complex transition from legacy media to direct-to-consumer models. Iger's second tenure has not demonstrated the operational focus needed for this phase of Disney's evolution. Instead, the company continues to pursue structural reorganizations that create uncertainty rather than clarity. Throughout his career, Iger has shown respect for Disney's traditions while gradually modernizing the company. This balanced approach served Disney well when the pace of industry change was more moderate. Today's media landscape requires more radical thinking. Netflix built its streaming dominance by deliberately cannibalizing its own DVD business. Amazon leverages its e-commerce platform to drive Prime Video adoption. Apple uses content as a loss leader to sell hardware and services. Disney, under Iger, continues to try to protect its legacy businesses while simultaneously building direct-to-consumer alternatives. This straddling strategy creates internal conflicts and slows the pace of necessary transformation. Iger's leadership style has traditionally emphasized consensus building and careful deliberation. In stable times, this approach helps maintain organizational cohesion and alignment. The current media environment demands more decisive action, even when it creates short-term pain. Difficult decisions about legacy businesses, content investments, and organizational structure need to be made quickly and executed ruthlessly. The ongoing YouTube TV dispute illustrates this challenge. While Disney publicly projects confidence in its negotiating position, each day without resolution accelerates cord-cutting and potentially damages long-term relationships with both distributors and consumers. Perhaps most concerning is that Iger, now 3 years into his temporary return, has yet to identify a successor who can lead Disney into its next chapter. His contract has been extended to 2026, by which time he will be 75 years old. The previous succession from Iger to Chapek was, by most accounts, poorly managed. Chapek was not given sufficient autonomy to develop his own vision for the company, and Iger remained an influential presence on the board. Disney needs a leader who can commit to a long-term transformation strategy and see it through to completion. The uncertainty surrounding leadership succession creates hesitation throughout the organization and prevents the development of a coherent vision beyond Iger's tenure. For Disney to have any chance of reaching trillion-dollar status and reclaiming its position as the undisputed leader in global entertainment, it needs a fundamental reset in leadership and strategy. Here's what the company should be looking for in its next CEO. Disney's future success depends on mastering direct-to-consumer business models across all its segments. The next CEO should have deep experience in building and scaling digital platforms, preferably with a background that spans both technology and content. This leader would accelerate Disney's digital transformation by focusing on personalization, data analytics, and creating seamless consumer experiences across all touchpoints. Rather than maintaining separate streaming platforms, this leader would likely consolidate Disney's direct-to-consumer offerings into a single, powerful entertainment ecosystem. Disney's portfolio has become unwieldy under years of acquisition and expansion. The next leader needs to make hard choices about which businesses deserve continued investment and which should be divested or wound down. This might include difficult decisions about the future of linear television networks, theatrical distribution strategies, and international operations. A willingness to make clean breaks with underperforming legacy businesses would free up resources for higher growth opportunities. Disney's greatest strength has always been its ability to create emotional connections with audiences across generations. The next CEO should deeply understand how consumer preferences and behaviors are evolving, particularly among younger demographics. This leader would reinvigorate Disney's content creation engines by embracing new storytelling formats, diverse creative voices, and emerging technologies like virtual and augmented reality. Rather than simply extending existing franchises, they would foster the development of entirely new intellectual property that resonates with today's audiences. Disney's siloed organizational structure has often prevented effective collaboration across divisions. The next leader should have a proven track record of breaking down organizational barriers and fostering cross-functional teamwork. This approach would allow Disney to more effectively monetize its intellectual property across all consumer touchpoints, from streaming and theatrical releases to theme parks, merchandise, and licensing. A unified approach to franchise management would maximize the value of Disney's unparalleled portfolio. Bob Iger's contributions to Disney's history are undeniable. He transformed a traditional media company into a global entertainment powerhouse through strategic acquisitions, international expansion, and technological investments. His first tenure as CEO will rightfully be remembered as one of the most successful in corporate America. However, the harsh reality is that Disney, under Iger's second tenure, has failed to keep pace with a rapidly evolving media landscape. The company's stock performance, financial results, and strategic positioning all suggest that a new approach is needed. For Disney shareholders, the path to trillion-dollar valuation seems increasingly distant under current leadership. While the company continues to generate significant cash flow and maintain its position as a leading entertainment brand, the transformational growth needed to multiply its market capitalization appears unlikely under the current strategy. The Disney board should begin an immediate and transparent succession planning process, looking beyond the company's walls for a leader who can bring fresh perspective and digital expertise. This process should be completed well before Iger's contract expires in 2026, allowing for a smooth transition and the development of a new strategic vision. For Bob Iger, the graceful exit would be to acknowledge that Disney's next chapter requires different leadership and to actively participate in identifying his successor. By doing so, he would preserve his legacy as one of Disney's most consequential leaders while giving the company its best chance at future success. The trillion-dollar ceiling remains beyond Disney's reach under Bob Iger. Breaking through it will require not just new leadership, but a fundamental reimagining of what Disney can be in the digital age. The question is whether the board and current management have the courage to embrace this reality before shareholders demand more dramatic change. I appreciate you tuning in to this episode of Hollywood Hustle. I'm Albert Parker, your host, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless Newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Limitless Broadcasting Network to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast ad-free. Go to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com and subscribe. Don't forget, by subscribing, you can binge this show and our other shows at your leisure. Subscribe today.